But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
National Crime Prevention Council.
Back here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin knocks off Notre Dame tonight. 7-3, the final score as the Badgers snap their six-game losing streak. Before we continue, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan and Ian back here at the Kohl Center, joined now by head coach Mike Hastings after Wisconsin's 7-3 win over Notre Dame. Congratulations, Mike. I'm sure that felt good for you and the staff and everybody in that locker room tonight.
Yeah, and hopefully the crowd enjoyed it. We can make going to church interesting at times. I got to tell you, I liked our start. And then, obviously, second period, not the greatest start we wanted in that period, but I thought we rebounded. And you know what? For us to go out and put a crooked number up, you know, sometimes you're going to give some things up. You and I talked about that a little bit before the game. That's a good win for us.
Yeah, and you talked about letting your players create some plays, and they certainly did that tonight. I mean, you scored in different ways, but they were out there making plays, and sometimes mistakes are going to happen in the process, but you got to play hockey, and they were.
Yeah, and tonight they were rewarded for that on the offensive side. I thought we did make some plays, and I think the guys enjoy the game, just like everybody else that were in their seats tonight. And we've just got to continue to build on this now and try and make sure we can get it to two.
Yeah, that shorthanded goal by Jack Horbach, I mean, it seemed to energize everybody. Certainly Ryland Mosley set up by Finley, but that Horbach shorthanded goal, that seemed to really get you going.
Yeah, it did. And you know what? I thought Jack had a really good after last weekend. He had a reset, and I thought he had a really good week. And to see him score that one the way that he did, it's just a big momentum changer. And then, you know what? I thought our horses ran a little bit tonight. When you get Mosley with 2-2, and you get Finley with 3, I think Morrissey ended up having 1.
Yep.
You know what? It was spread around a little bit, and so you know what? Now we get a good result because of it.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you my impression of it. You let loose 20. That's what you did. Left-handed defenseman who hasn't scored all year, and he just turned them loose.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the one thing, and B, you've been around, and same thing with you. And you guys have watched him. He's fearless. You know, I think that's the one thing about Noxie. He brings it every day. He's got a smile on his face. You know, sometimes we ask him to take the boots off before he comes into the locker room because we don't know what's on the bottom of him. But I just think he's a heck of a kid as far as just the way he approaches life. He's very appreciative of the opportunity he has here at the University of Wisconsin. It was great to see him be rewarded for that.
And Adam Pietola, too, with his first collegiate goal.
Yeah, you know what? Pie's a heart and soul type of guy. And, you know, he's a guy that's an emotionally driven kid, but his heart's as big as his body. And, you know, he's going to go out there and he's going to mix some things up. And for him to what a great play by Mosley.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm no offense to Pie, but when we're going in on the 2-on-1, I'm thinking, go ahead and shoot that
right.
12. And he floats the sauce over to Pie, and Pie finishes. He's worked real hard to get to where he's at, and I'm glad that he had some finish tonight.
Yeah, I know a few too many penalties for your liking, for sure, but that's going to happen. You know, Notre Dame's got got some pride, too, and agitated, I'm sure, with how things are going. So that makes even tomorrow, it's going to be interesting tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be a dogfight. I mean, it always is. And for us right now, we've got to learn from what we did tonight in a good way, learn from some of the little things that you just brought up. But at the end of the day, we've been to honor seniors, the guys that have been here the longest, and honor the crowd that comes out. I thought tonight was fantastic. I can't say enough about how much we appreciate the people that came to the Kohl Center tonight, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
12,463 on hand tonight to watch the Badgers beat Notre Dame 7-3. Mike, thanks for your time. See you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Yeah, Wisconsin second in the nation in attendance, over 10,000 fans a game.
Yeah, and it's good. And, you know, we got to honor our seniors tomorrow. I can honestly say that was the hardest day of my four-year college career.
Yeah.
I'm a rink rat, and all of a sudden my home was just pulled out from underneath me. I was like, whoa.
Sure.
This is not good.
Yeah. Ryland Mosley, a rink rat. We'll hear from him coming up. Scores and highlights, too, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Back at the Kohl Center, the Zamboni's out resurfacing the ice, and then they'll put the basketball floor down, and the Badger men's basketball team will take on Oregon tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock Central here on the Badger Sports Network. Then Badger hockey back at it tomorrow night. We're on the air at 7 with face-off at 7:30 on the Badger Sports Network. Let's check scores from around the country. We'll start with the top-ranked Wisconsin women. They go to Bemidji and beat the Beavers 6-1. Casey O'Brien, 2 goals and an assist. Ava McNaughton only had to stop 11 shots. Mark Johnson's club, 30 wins, 1 loss, and 2 ties this season. Regular season champs in the WCHA. They'll wrap up the regular season tomorrow night at 2 o'clock, or tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then it's back to LeBron Arena for the start of the conference playoffs next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if necessary. The first 2 games of that best-of-3 series next weekend already sold out. Division I men's college hockey non-conference action. Long Island beat Stonehill 3-1. Alaska won at Augustana 2-1.
And that's a big win for them.
For sure. Oh, yeah. And Augustana's been playing so well.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
they lost
17 or 18 wins in a season as an independent, and then you turn on Augustana goes at home game against Alaska, who has not been playing that well. That's a big win.
Yeah, Alaska with 11 wins now. Also, Lindenwood's playing at Anchorage tonight. We'll make sure Ian Perrin stays up and gets the final score for us as soon as it comes across. Hockey East this evening, second-ranked Boston College doubled up Vermont 6-3, while 11th-ranked Connecticut knocked off 4th-ranked Maine 3-2. So BC now leads the Black Bears by 3 points atop the Hockey East standings. Northeastern handed 9th-ranked BU a tough one. 5-1 the final today in New Hampshire and UMass, a 3-3 overtime tie. ECAC leading Quinnipiac beat Yale 4-1. Clarkson knocked off Cornell 3-1. Colgate a 5-4 win over St. Lawrence. RPI 2, Dartmouth 1. Union beat Harvard by that same score. And Brown in overtime bested Princeton 3-2. Atlantic Hockey, Niagara 6, Canisius 3. American International 3, Army 2. Air Force a 4-2 win over Robert Morris. RIT edged Mercyhurst 3-2. CCHA, it looks like Minnesota State, I think that's a 10-point lead now for the Mavericks atop the conference standings. They've been rolling under Luke Strand.
8 or 10, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Mankato shut out Lake Superior State tonight 4-0. Second place Bowling Green lost at Bemidji 3-2. Michigan Tech knocked off your Ferris State Bulldogs.
Ouch. That's not a lock-off. That's a spanking.
6-1 the final, and St. Thomas shut out Northern Michigan 3-0. NCHC, I know third-ranked Western Michigan at 12th-ranked Arizona State. The Broncos started the night 5 points better than the Sun Devils for the lead in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. Do you have a score for me? Because I do not.
The last that I saw, and at that point in time, it was 4-3 Arizona State, but I can't honestly.
Yeah, there it is. 4-3.
Yeah, with about like 5 minutes left in the third.
Okay, so that would be a huge win for Arizona State, which would make tomorrow night's game a game for first place
correct
in that league. That would be something. Also, sixth-ranked Denver won at Miami 5-1. The Red Hawks are 0-18. Make that 0-19 in the league. They've lost 21 games in a row. I did not expect St. Cloud State to falter as it has. Huskies lost at home to Colorado College 4-3. St. Cloud has 10 losses and a tie in its last 11 games. 11-game winless streak for St. Cloud.
Yeah, and I don't know why the wheels fell off, but I heard there were some academic issues there.
Could be.
Could have been. I'm not sure.
North Dakota doubled up Minnesota Duluth 4-2. And in the Big Ten tonight, Minnesota, ranked 5th in the country, beat 7th-ranked Ohio State 4-1 at Mariucci Arena. Brody Lamb, 2 goals and an assist for the Gophers. Liam Soulier, 25 saves. And top-ranked Michigan State lost at home in a shootout to Penn State. 2-2 was the final in overtime, but the Nittany Lions win the shootout. Arseny Sergeyev, 36 saves for Penn State, which is 8-1-4 in the calendar year of 2025, while the Spartans have lost 3 of their last 5. So you look at the Big Ten standings, Michigan State in first place with 44 points. Minnesota has 43. Ohio State with 40. All 3 of those teams have locked up home ice for the conference tournament. Michigan, which is idle this weekend, fourth place with 32. Penn State in fifth place with 28 points. The Badgers in sixth place with 27. And then Notre Dame in last place with 11 points. The Badgers, again, knock off Notre Dame here tonight, 7-3. We'll have highlights in a moment, but first we go downstairs. And I believe we have Ryland Mosley standing by, our number one star of the game. Ryland, how are you?
Good. You guys?
Good. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm sure that felt good. It's been a tough stretch here of late. How good did it feel?
Felt really good to score some 5-on-5 goals and come out hot. And that hard work and practice this week really paid off.
Yeah, I know. Coach Hastings was talking about letting you make plays, you know, finding ways to make plays. And it was creative. And I guess Quinn Finley set up to you on the very first goal was pretty creative.
Yeah, he made a great play beating the D wide. And I think he just saw a white jersey and kind of just threw it over there. And it was a sweet play.
Yeah, it was. Hey, you had a sweet setup to Adam Pietola for his first collegiate goal. Walk us through that.
The D kind of bounced over his stick. So I had a straight up 2-on-1 with Adam, and I wasn't going to pass up a pass to him. I had to get him over there, and he buried it.
Yeah, what do you think about that? I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah.
He's been plugging away all year long.
Yeah, he works so hard. It's good to see him score one, and it's long overdue, and the floodgates will be open for him now, hopefully.
Yeah, and hopefully for your whole club, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I know there were some issues on the penalty kill, but you get a shorthanded goal, too. It, really, when you win a game like this with all the tough times you've been going through lately. You don't want to talk about the negative too much, do you?
No, but we got to stay out of the box. We can't give them a chance to come back into the game a little bit. And Jack and all the penalty killers did a great job. And it was nice to see Horby score that goal. He was flying down the ice.
Yeah. Rylan Mosley with us. 2 goals, 4 points plus 3 tonight. And to finally snap that 6-game losing streak, it kind of showed, you know, what we saw, before and a little bit after Christmas, how good this team can be. Would you agree?
Yeah. When we're playing our game and we're playing fast, we're a really good team. We just need to keep on doing that and stack a few together.
Go ahead, Ian.
I have a question for you. Do you think it's the number 12 that's given you all the success?
Yeah, it's got to be the lucky number.
Come on now.
Because I'm just going to tell you this in all honesty, and I'm going to bury my head after I do it.
Yeah.
You've got more points tonight than I did my entire freshman year. Yeah. Number 12.
Pretty much anybody that's ever played Wisconsin hockey has more points than you, Ian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but it was fun tonight for sure. Ian also wore number 6, and I think Logan Hensler's one up on you there too, buddy. Sorry.
I don't know. I got 20 points my senior year I wore number 6.
Okay, all right. I got you. Hey, well, tomorrow night it's senior night. I know you've only been here for, less than a year, really, but you're going to be honored tomorrow night with some of your closest friends from this team, and, your college career is almost over here. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's probably going to be an emotional time with my parents here, too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the guys get up there with their family.
I got to go and meet your parents again, and they can put me in my place when I said, "Please. Did you bring your snowmobile or skidoo suit?" And they go, "What part of Canada are you from?"
And you keep on saying armpit. They like that one.
Yeah, I did.
It's not, though. Arden Prior is a beautiful town.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, well, the best way to celebrate senior night is to win again.
Yep, exactly. That's the plan.
All right. Hey, Rylan, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Yep.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. Rylan Mosley with us here. The Badgers in Notre Dame tonight. Irish had lost 4 in a row coming into tonight's game. The Badgers had dropped 6 straight. Here are the calls of the game. Finley with a step on the defenseman, trying to cut in. Wheeling backhand shot, and his pass got through to Mosley, who put it off of Sagan in. Finley actually shot the puck with a backhand, I think. It turns out to be the primary assist on Mosley's goal. Badgers up 1-0. Pass, middle of the ice, intercepted by Lindmark. Partial breakdown, Jack Horbach shorthanded, coming in, tries to shoot, and he scores! Oh, he went upstairs on Owen Say. Hey, Horbach with a shorthander. The Badgers with a 2-0 lead. Wisconsin, as I mentioned at the outset, only 8 goals during a 6-game losing streak. Badgers have a pair here in the first, making 3 as Hensler sets up Mellenbacher for a layup. 3-0 Wisconsin. Turnaround shot by Finley after the faceoff win that went off traffic in front. Now Finley left circle looking for it. Center point, Scholl steps in. He ripped one in. He'll send it to the far wall, and it bounces past the defenseman, hustling after it. Mosley, left wing, 2-on-1. Pietola sauces over. Adam scores! Adam Pietola! His first goal is a Badger. It's 5-2. A nice round of applause. Steele, Mellenbacher, set up. Tassie, he scores! Holy cow! A blunder behind the Notre Dame net. The Badgers take advantage. Mellenbacher to Simon Tassie. For Wisconsin tonight. Low left pass for Tassie out of his reach. Finley's now got it right wing. He'll fire one, and the Badgers score! Rylan Mosley tipped it in as Finley fired from out high. Mosley's second goal of the night. They get that power play tally. It's 7-3 Badgers. And that was the final score here tonight. Rylan Mosley, first goal of the game at 8:10, his 15th of the year from Quinn Finley and Weston Knox. Then Jack Horbach, shorthanded goal at 12:05 from Owen Lindmark. Third goal of the year for Horbach. It was 2-0. Minute and a half later, Owen Mellenbacher's third goal of the year, set up by Logan Hensler, and Knox made it 3-0. And then 55 seconds after that, it was Zach Scholes from Finley and Mosley. Second goal of the year for Scholes at 14:30. 4-0 the Badgers after one period of play. Notre Dame made it 4-1. Even strength goal for Cole Knuble from Danny Nelson and Paul Fisher, Knuble's 10th. And then at 2:50, Danny Nelson on a power play from Blake Biondi and Justin Janicki. That made it 4-2 Wisconsin. Nelson had his 12th goal of the year. But the Badgers in the middle portion of the second period turned it back around. Adam Pietila, his first goal as a Badger, set up by Mosley at 11:44. 30 seconds later, it was Mellenbacher with a steal to set up Simon Tassie's fifth goal of the year. 6-2 Wisconsin after two. Irish scored again on a power play early in the third. Janicki from Nelson and Knuble at 3:42. Janicki's 12th of the year. And then Ryland Mosley, a power play goal, his 16th, second of the game, 16th of the year, set up by Finley and Gavin Morrissey at 13:19. That was your scoring here tonight. Shots on goal, 31-25 in favor of Wisconsin. The Badgers, penalty-wise, 7 penalties for 14 minutes, 4 for 8 for Notre Dame. Ryland's right. Mike's right, too. The Badgers can't be taking penalties like that. You're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And they dodged a bullet when it was 4-2, I think, yeah. And they took a penalty and were able to kill it off. But you just can't put yourself in that position, especially when the lead is so tentative.
And Notre Dame's power play pretty good. 2 for 7 tonight, 12 shots on goal for Notre Dame with man advantage hockey this evening. The Badgers went 1 for 4 overall. As far as individually, Notre Dame's top line, Justin Janicki, Danny Nelson, and Cole Knuble combined for 3 goals, 4 assists, 7 points. But Janicki was among 8 Irish players minus 2 this evening.
Yeah,
the goaltender, actually the starting goaltender, Owen Say, gave up 3 goals on 11 shots in 13 and a half minutes. He didn't get a decision. Nicholas Kempf, who came in relief, got the loss. He gave up 4 goals on 20 shots. Kemp's record fell to 2-9-1. Notre Dame now 9-21-1, 3-17-1 in the Big Ten. As for the Badgers, again, Adam Pietila, his first goal as a Badger. Jack Horbach with a shorty tonight. Simon Tassie scored as well. Zach Scholes lit the lamp. He had plus 4 this evening. Logan Hensler, an assist. He was plus 4 this evening. First two-point night of his Badger career for Weston Knox, 2 helpers. Quinn Finley had 3 assists tonight. Owen Mellenbacher, a goal and 2 points. First two-point game for Mellenbacher. The number one star, though, Ryland Mosley, 2 goals, 4 points, 4 shots on goal, plus 3. Tommy Scarfone, 22 saves tonight. He got the win. His record now 11-14-3. The Badgers are 12-18-3, 7-15-1 in Big Ten play. The game that took 2 hours and 13 minutes to play, 12,463 paid to watch it. Wisconsin 7, Notre Dame 3. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do. But there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoki with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, Bam! Clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI. to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you decide, don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make. Decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits.
And it kind of comes, I have been not a huge fan of Valentine's Day, sure, even when I've been in relationships. And so you end up with this like lame invented holiday of Valentine's Day, and then my birthday comes up. So I generally each year use it as an excuse to go do something fun.
Yes.
With my friends in the dead of winter when it's usually really depressing and very cold outside. Yeah. Sometimes we try to go to someplace warm. This year we went up to Door County and did that and did some hanging out and some eating and drinking. So it's less like, ooh, ooh, me, 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 and more like, oh, there's a lame excuse on the calendar to go hang out and have a like super fun hangout time.
See, and I celebrate in October, so I celebrate birth month, and here's my reason why. I live in a house of boys, right? I have a 21-year-old son. I have an 18-year-old son who just celebrated his 18th birthday this week. Really, I celebrate birth month because it's my hope that one day out of that month, somebody will put a cup in the dishwasher. Maybe somebody will start the dishwasher on their own. Maybe somebody will walk the dog for me, or maybe, just maybe, somebody will pick up the Swiffer and be like, huh, maybe I should do the floors today.
Look at some dust bunnies, yes.
Just once. That's all I want.
Jamie, you need like a birthday wish list. Be like, for this month, this is my wish list, everyone.
I know. It's simple. It's the simple things in life. That's all it really is. So anyway, that was my question for you today on Ask Maggie was, how are you celebrating your birthday on Sunday? I know Brewer spring training is underway.
Would
you like 30 seconds for this to answer? Okay. All right, yes. Cal. So start the bed. 30 seconds. How is Maggie Dawn celebrating her birthday this year?
Well, on Saturday evening, I am going to be in the Madison area having a very nice dinner with some dear friends, probably a couple of adult beverages, little party. That will be after I watch a Brewers spring training game, likely with a bunch of my baseball-obsessed fans in Milwaukee. So watch the Brewers game, then hightail it to Madison. On Sunday, it will be a boozy brunch. That's my plan.
Love
on Sunday.
It.
Boozy brunch back in Milltown.
I like the plan, though. There's a whole lot of adult beverages in there. That is a good birthday.
Listen, when it's cold as hell outside in Wisconsin, you know, it's like watch sports, have some adult beverages, maybe eat some yummy food. We got to take care of some business. We'll be right back with Terry Barr with what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. President Trump has abruptly fired Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
One thing we do very well is plan and prepare. And, you know, I could not be prouder of our force and the work that they do day in and day out to ensure that we are prepared for whatever might whatever
That was
might
Brown on CBS Mornings last April. The move sidelines a history-making fighter pilot and respected officer as part of a targeted campaign to rid the military of those who support DEI. Brown was only the second black general to serve as chairman and was on the job for 16 months out of a four-year term. And that's not all, says our Christopher Cruz.
President Trump fired the top Navy admiral, Chief of Naval Operations Lisa Franchetti, and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. The firings are part of Trump's campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Trump says he is nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to be the next chairman. CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight. In Washington, college basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, for gosh sakes, tell me something good. It's only been 4 weeks. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And indeed, she will tell us something good. She's my friend and yours, Terry Barr, my colleague here at Civic Media. She joins me every Friday at 3:30 to share with all of you and me what is good, local, and overlooked here in Wisconsin. Welcome back and happy Friday, Terry.
Oh, same to you. I think we found our new theme song. I like that.
100%, because we all need someone to tell us something good.
Nice job by Calvin. Oh, my goodness. I have to start with a very interesting story that is still being developed as we speak. We could call this one, Maggie, the David versus Goliath story. It's really the little guy taking on big business. So here's who I'm talking about. Brett Newsky, he is a Milwaukee-based musician, but he travels the entire world with his band. He does shows everywhere. He's even lived in Saigon for 3 or 4 years. So, you know, he's got the business. He knows what's going on and touring. He loves it. But he has a new album coming out this spring, and this is where things get really interesting. He is choosing not to put it on any of the streaming services. This goes against everything that every musician is doing these days. I had a chance to talk to him about it, and here's what he tells me.
It's an amazing tool. We'll just use that as an example. Obviously, there's tons of streaming services, but that's kind of the overlord. I mean, amazing tool. It's the best thing ever invented, for a lot of listeners would agree. It can be neat for bands if you can kind of crack that top, you know, 0.5% and like kind of be in the mix, be at the top of the algorithm. Then it can gain you some fandom pretty quickly. But for the great, great majority of artists, it kills you. And this is coming from someone who's tried to have faith in the model for a long time. We've put a lot of money into Spotify as far as advertising, hiring promoters, because that's what people tell you. That's kind of the narrative. It's like, you gotta crack the algorithm, you gotta crack Spotify. And you know, you start to do the math and it's like, well, damn, we just released this record, 100,000, 200,000 people listen to it. That's a lot of people. That's a couple giant stadiums. So we're getting a check for $271? Like, we can't even put on a show for that. So it's very abusive. It has been for a long time. I don't have an answer yet, but one little pushback that's a brand new experiment that's 4 days in for our band has worked really nice. Just selling it directly to people, physical, vinyl, CD, digital. Once you put a record on streaming, it's virtually useless, in my opinion.
How about that? So I asked him, is this good news? Because obviously you and I like to talk about good news at this time every Friday.
Yes.
And he really thinks so. He said the decision obviously wasn't an easy one. But as the word is getting out there, he is hearing from artists, not just around Wisconsin, but all over the country, asking him what he's doing, why he's doing it. One of his favorite comments, though, is from Brian Ritchie, who is with the Violent Femmes. And of course, they're based in Milwaukee as well.
Yes.
Brian Ritchie says, I like the way he is forcing the world to contend with him right now.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I mean,
yeah.
As you know, as a media company, we see this in our own little way as well, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
and it's this, we all of us that put out content, whether we're musicians or artists or we do political content, right? You're always trying to think about, well, what's the algo at base, Terry? One of the things that I've always been really concerned about is that an algorithm that promotes certain content isn't
right.
itself free speech, right? And mm-hmm. so algorithms can be used to manipulate what you're seeing. And mm-hmm. if the actor is one with an agenda or is willing to permit content that comes from an adversarial actor, you know, like Russia, there's so much potential for harm. And so there's this really interesting link in my mind, Terry, to mm-hmm. thinking about, well, is there going to be a return to some of the more conventional means of communicating to get around that? There's this whole young movement amongst young people now, and they happily call themselves Luddites, We don't need to go into the history of the term of Luddites because that's a little poor Ned Ludd. It did not go well for him. But they call themselves Luddites, and they have like flip phones that don't have the internet, and they avoid being on socials. People are boycotting a lot of that stuff. You're seeing more frequent days of basically blackouts. But one of the fun spins on this, you mentioned the violent femmes, Terry. Well, in the realm of Maggie fun facts and lore, I have seen the violent films upwards of 15 times.
Oh, they're fabulous.
They're so much fun. Yes. Blister in the Sun, I mean, it was sort of like a generational rite of passage for everyone.
I agree.
And I remember we used to go down and see the femmes at Miller Maritime Days. I am specifically aging myself right now. Miller Maritime Days, before Summerfest had really kind of exploded. And Miller Maritime Days was really cool for two reasons. One is you didn't have to pay to get in. You just walked onto the lakefront. It was down on Milwaukee's lakefront. It was a very loosey-goosey, like, casual festival, and that meant, of course, one of your best friend's older sisters or brothers was probably working a beer tent back in the, you know, 80s, and you might be able to pilfer yourself a beer. I'm not saying that I did any of that, being against the law and all, but, you know, I've been told by people that that may have happened, and I probably saw the femmes at Miller Maritime Festival at least 4 or 5 years in a row until they canceled the festival. It was so much fun. I still, whenever I hear one of their songs on the radio, I'm screaming singing my lungs out in my car.
Me too.
Playing carpool karaoke, right? I mean, that is what it's all about.
And they play their song always. I don't think I've been to a Brewers game where they haven't played a Violent Femmes song. And if you have seen the movie or if you haven't, Just a Bit Outside, the movie about the Brewers
of course
in the 80s. They start with the Violent Femmes.
Yes, they did. Of course I saw that film, A. And B, of course I went with my dad, obviously, and a whole gaggle of my baseball nerd friends, who incidentally are the people that I'm getting together with earlier on Saturday, watch the spring training game that is kicking off.
Oh, that's so bad. I will think of you because I will be doing the same.
I love it, Terry. What else you got for us?
Well, this one is a really fun story, and I just happened upon this, so I had to dig in a little bit. There is a department store, and you know, think old school department stores where you walk on the wooden floors and they creak. And every turn that you take, there's something there for anybody and everybody, no matter what you need, a toothbrush or a pack of nails with a hammer. They've got it. So they are celebrating the 134th year in business, always constant business, and it's still owned by the same family. I just love stories like this. It's called Schrader's Department Store. Schrader's is located in Two Rivers, which is on the lakeshore. It's about an hour and a half north of Milwaukee. And the research, when I was looking into this, I found that it's very rare for a business in Wisconsin to make it past 100 years, let alone still be owned by the same family. So these sisters now, they're the fourth generation, sisters are running it, AJ and her sister Teresa Schrader. They have a couple of the kids. So now we're getting into the fifth generation that work there. And AJ, I did talk with her the other day. She is also a big history buff. So she has written a book both about the store and the history of Two Rivers. And when she gets a minute, if you pop in the store, she's happy to take you on a historic walking tour around Two Rivers.
Listen, Terry, given that Merck's Cheese is from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, that I love me some shopping and I do love me some Merck's Cheese. So that might merit a trip to Two Rivers. I mean, the good personal service department store is a thing, right? And That's really something special. And here's the other Maggie connection. One of my best friends from college was from Two Rivers. She, in fact, was on the Two Rivers water skiing team, her sister, right? And she went to one of their like alumni shows back when we were in college. And so I schlepped with her to Two Rivers to watch my friend do what I didn't know was physically possible for people to do on water skis. That's one thing as a kid that grew up in Milwaukee. I was like a water skiing team. That's a thing. Yes. And everywhere I go, if I'm in a place in Wisconsin where they've got a skiing team, I'm like, what night do they do their ski shows? Because it's incredible. It's so fabulous.
It? Yeah, yes. I agree. And I love when the smaller towns have this and they do it on the lake or something. It's just so fun to watch and be part of the community.
Absolutely. I've been going to the one that's on Shawano Lake every summer whenever I'm up there staying at my friend's lake cottage. It's like, yes. Oh, I think it's on Wednesdays. It's like, oh, make a note. It's Wednesday. It's the ski team night. And, you know, it's hot dogs and hamburgers and like kind of stale tasting popcorn. And it's everybody in town is there.
Yeah, bring your lawn chair.
Bring your lawn chair. It's going to be real hot. And there's going to be very cheesy, family-friendly MC humor during the ski show. Oh, my gosh. And I love it. And each year they have some kind of theme for their ski teams. And if I'm remembering correctly, the Shawano water skiing team has been placing in the national competitions in the top three in a number of categories. And I believe last season they actually hosted, I think, one of like the regional finals,
fun.
You know, at places like Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, with our lakes and all of these amazing communities on lakes. It's one of the reasons that I love camping. I love trying to check out new lake communities that are in these smaller burgs all throughout the state, because there's all just the community sensibilities and the way that people get together is just so much fun. Are you a water skier, Terry?
I am not, but I have been to the Shawano Ski Sharks shows.
Oh, you even know that they're the Sharks. That's so cool.
My mom actually was a Shawano Ski Shark. So yeah, we were dragged around, and eventually you realize, oh, this is actually really cool.
Very cool. I can't. You're okay. Well, it is a small Wisconsin world, Terry. I love these little random points of connection. So being a city slicker, I have to tell you how I learned how to water ski, because
this is going to be a good story.
Pretty damn funny. I think we were on Devil's Lake. Me and my folks, and they let me bring a friend along and rented a cabin for a while. And my dad, who also grew up in the city of Milwaukee, actually doesn't know how to swim. What he did was play sports, right? He's that kind of a city kid. My mom, of course, grew up in the country. Not of course, but she grew up in the country and on a farm and on lakes. And so she's the ice skater, water skier, swimmer, outdoor person. Well, neither one of them at their age when we finally did this were all that interested in renting a boat and watching me try to figure out how to ski. So they had a guy from the place we were at with a boat and the boom with me and my friends. It took me a full day and I finally got up. And then all I did all vacation was go out. By the end of that trip, Terry, I barely could get out of bed because it's like, oh, the muscles that I've never used before. Dear God. But I eventually licked it. In fact, I got up on Shawano Lake last year once for about 30 seconds, which I'll take. It counts.
You did it.
Thank you so much. Terry, it's always so good to see you. Have a fabulous weekend. Folks, you can find Terry here with me every Friday at 3:30 for What's Good Local and Overlooked. When we come back, I'll give you some of my final glimpses of sunshine, a little bit of good news to take you into your weekend. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Everybody, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this last Friday segment of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Getting some really fun texts on the text line in response to the last segment, which I have every Friday at 3:30 with Civic Media's very own Terry Barr. It's called What's Good, Local, and Overlooked. And today we stumbled into a discussion of a family-owned department store in Two Rivers, Wisconsin called Traders, which then led me to talk about a ski team in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, which then led to a connection that Terry and I have about the Shawano Sharks, the water skiing team in Shawano, Wisconsin. And we got some great texts on this very topic. Dave from New Berlin saying Lake Arrowhead had a ski team. Charmalot, he thinks they were called. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids on the text line. Wisconsin Rapids and the Aqua Skiers will host the Wisconsin State Water Skiing Tournament in July. It's been happening since 1967 and every year at Lake Wasicha near Wisconsin Rapids. I'm sorry if I butchered that, Pamela. Listening on WFHR and WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids. Appreciate you, Pamela. Larry from Deerfield also chiming in. Hayward's got the lumberjack competition, which he believes is international. And one of his classmates, a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, won the log rolling championship at least once. We went to Black River Falls High School. His name is Billy. Hey, Larry, thank you for that impact. Or that input, I appreciate it. I wanted to leave you all this Friday with a little bit of maybe some glimmers of hope in all of the darkness these 4 weeks in. Let's go through a few reasons. I'm going to thank my sourcing here, Robert Reich, who I subscribe to his newsletter. These are from Robert Reich, and I thought they were appropriate. The first is that there are increasing number of boycotts that we are seeing, that Americans are actually changing their shopping habits in a backlash to a lot of the corporations that have basically bent the knee to Donald Trump, including Amazon. There is a blackout day coming up next week where people pledge to not purchase anything from Amazon, to not post on Instagram, Facebook, X. I will address that more on Monday, so you've got a chance if you want to participate in that sort of boycott. 4 out of 10 Americans have already shifted their spending over the last few months to become more consistent with their moral views, according to some polling. Calls to boycott Tesla in particular are taking some effect. 2024, not a good year for Tesla. Sales declined even further just this past January in California, which is a big market for EVs and Tesla. They sold nearly 12% fewer Teslas in January 2025 than January 2024. Second, international resistance is starting to coalesce. We see Emmanuel Macron, Poland, gathering to talk about the problem that Trump is posing to the Western alliance, those that oppose Nazism, fascism, and authoritarianism. Canada is helping to lead the way. Jean Chrétien, who served as Prime Minister of Canada from 93 to 03, is urging Canada to join with the leaders of Denmark, Panama, and Mexico, as well as with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to fight back against Trump's threats. Mexico's female president, Claudia Sheinbaum, is also being a stalwart against Trump policies. Independent and alternative media are growing. That's number 3 on Robert Reich's list of 10 things to be positive about. Hey, that's civic media. So do your part. If you're looking for something to do this weekend or in general to make yourself feel a little bit better about all the crazy, tell some friends about civic media. Share the app. Post about civic media on your networks and certainly subscribe to our YouTube channel at Civic Media. Check me out on Blue Sky, Twitter, Insta, Facebook at Maggie Dawn Show, and also my LinkedIn, Maggie or Margaret Dawn, excuse me, formal name on the LinkedIn. Number 4, Elon Musk, not a popular guy in the United States right now, and his popularity is plunging. Pew put a survey out. 54% of Americans dislike Trump compared to 42% with a positive view, and it's getting worse. Musk's Doge, number 5, losing credibility. No big shock there. We did not elect a billionaire overlord to just dismantle the federal government. I'm all for auditing, y'all, but that's not what this is about. Number 6, the federal courts are hitting back. So far, at least 74 lawsuits have been filed by state's attorney general, nonprofits, and unions, and at least 17 judges, including many appointed by Republicans and Trump, have issued orders blocking Trump actions. 7, demonstrations are on the rise. These are more organically grown. They're not the big national demonstrations. And frankly, grassroots movements have more staying power than big, flashy demonstrations that are organized on a national level. So keep your eye on that. Stock and bond markets are nervous. You can see that the global economy is very concerned with what Trump is doing, mucking about here. Number 9, Trump is overreaching, pretending to be a king, and abandoning Ukraine for Putin is just not a good look. Most Americans know that is just stupid and not international interests. And number 10, last but not least, the Trump-Vance-Musk shock and awe plan is faltering. Remember, he could be doing all these things through the legitimate legislation, you know, involving Congress, the way we're supposed to make wild, sweeping policy changes, and he's not because he's weak. They're flailing. It is failing. So take heart. That's going to do it for me. You got Dom Salvia up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. He's been in the role for 16 months, but the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is ending the week without a job. The BBC's Chris Barrow has the story.
President Trump has fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, halfway through his four-year term in an unprecedented shakeup of the top military leadership. General Brown is only the second black officer to serve in this position, and his dismissal is seen as part of a campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And Chief of Naval Operations Lisa Franchetti and Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force James Slife are also being replaced. Cuts this week to the IRS amount to about up to 8% of the IRS workforce, and we are told the cuts are not over yet. CBS's Nancy Cordes on those who got a pink slip at the height of tax season.
CBS News obtained an email that was sent to IRS workers this week. It said those being fired were newer,